来了，它和我们的生活是没有关系的。
And I would suggest we're living in times of darkness.
可以说，我们现在其实就生活在黑暗当中。
We can't even define what a man or a woman is anymore.
我们现在这个世界甚至无法定义男人和女人。
They tell me that every day I can wake up and I can decide if I want to be a man or a woman.
当你在一天醒来的时候，你甚至可以决定今天是想要成为男人还是女人。
Families are breaking down. Again, we can't even define what a family is.
家庭也陷入了破裂，这个也是我们一大危机，我们甚至无法定义家庭是什么。
Homosexuality is celebrated everywhere in our culture.
而且现在到处都充斥着同性恋文化。
It's hard to turn on the television and not see a scene where a homosexual is showing affection to someone else of the same sex.
你们在电视上可以到处看到这种同性恋的文化。
Life has lost its value. We can abort children and kill them, even up to birth.
生命也失去了价值，医生可以随意地杀死一个即将出生的孩子。
And what's so devastating is that the church no longer stands for what the truth is.
最可悲的是，我们现在的教会甚至也没有办法去坚定我们自己的立场。
George Barna has found that there is no statistical difference between people in the church and people in the culture.
有一个民意测验是他叫乔治巴纳，他说他发现现在教会里的人和教会外的人看起来并没有任何差异。
But we don't need to stay in the darkness. We can break free from this darkness.
但是我们并不需要一直待在黑暗当中，我们可以冲破黑暗。
But what we need are special brightening glasses.
我们所需要的仅仅是一个亮的眼镜。
I wear these biking glasses when it's a cloudy day and I need to see the road better.
在阴雨天的时候，我通常会戴着这个骑车的时候戴的眼镜，因为它可以让我更加清楚地看到前方的路。
And I'm going to call these revival glasses.
我也可以把它看作是一个重新让我看见神的眼镜。
Because we need to switch from the darkness to the light.
因为我们现在非常迫切的需要从黑暗走向光明。
We need to turn our hearts to God in 2021.
在2021年纪，我们需要将我们的心转向上帝。
We are in need of a great spiritual awakening in the church.
我们的教会，我们的属灵上也需要一个更新和觉醒。
So today we're going to take a look at a man named Jacob and his spiritual awakening.
所以我们今天想要看一下雅各他的一生，他的这个属灵的觉醒。
He went from the darkness to the light.
他从黑暗转向了光明。
And I have to summarize his life of 110 years in 2 minutes.
好，那我们就通过2分钟来总结一下雅各一生这个111年的光景。
Jacob and Esau were brothers.
雅各和他的哥哥以扫是双胞胎。
Esau was the all-American. He was the weightlifter. He was a guy in the gym.
以扫呢，他是一个全美运动员的类型，他就像这个举重运动员一样，是一个非常健壮的这种健美的人。
And Jacob was a scoundrel. He was a deceiver. He was a lying person.
雅各呢，他就像是一个二手车的推销员，他是一个诡诈、谎言多端的人。
Early in his life, he deceived his brother out of the birthright.
在雅各他生命的早期，他用诡计窃取了他哥哥的祝福和遗产。
Then his brother wanted to kill him.
所以呢，他的哥哥就要杀死他。
So he had to run away from his family.
雅各不得已，他必须离开他的家庭去逃亡。
And he went to a place called Luz or Bethel, and there he had a vision from God.
当他逃亡的时候呢，他停在一个叫路斯的地方。晚上的时候，上帝就在他的梦中向他显现。
And he made a vow to God. He said, God, if you keep me safe, I will serve you.
因此呢，他就向上帝起誓说，神若与他同在，保佑他远离他兄弟的追杀，将他平平安安地回到这个土地上，那他就是以耶和华为他的神。
Well, God kept them safe, but Jacob forgot his vow.
神确确实实有将他保守他的平安，但是呢，雅各却忘记了他曾经对神的誓言。
And for 30 years, he wasted his life.
他整整浪费了30年的时间。
He had 12 boys and one girl. That's a very large family.
他有一个非常庞大的家庭，他有12个儿子和1个女儿。
And finally, he felt that he needed to go back to the land of his home, his origin.
有一天的时候，他终于决定意识到自己需要返回迦南。
So on the way back, he actually ends up in a wrestling match with Jesus for a whole night.
但是他的这个一生都是在与神摔跤。
But that didn't change him.
这个却并没有改变雅各他的心。
What changed him was that his daughter was raped and the boys in his family killed everybody in the town.
真正使雅各改变的是他的女儿被当地的被当地人侮辱之后呢，雅各的十二个儿子为了杀仇，复仇，他就杀死了当时城里的所有的男人。
So now Jacob is in a foreign country and he's outnumbered and he doesn't have any allies and he knows he's going to be killed.
当时是这样一个处境，就是他身处异乡，而且敌人非常的众多，他这边人又非常的少，也没有盟友，实力是很悬殊的。
So that brings us to Genesis 35.
这个呢，我们可以从创世纪的35章看到。
Genesis 35 tells us why we should turn our hearts towards God.
创世纪的35章告诉我们为什么我们应该把我们的心转向神。
There are 3 reasons why we should get rid of our idols.
我们这样做的原因有3个。
And the first reason is that only cleansed men and women can meet God.
第一个原因是只有圣洁的人才能够与神相遇。
When God tells Jacob, he says, go back to Bethel, he's reminding him of the dream that he had 30 years before.
当神在这节经文中对雅各说起来你上伯特利去住在那里，给神在那里筑一座坛，他其实是在提醒雅各他与神的誓言。
What's a shame is that he wasted 30 years of his life.
但是可惜的是他浪费了整整30年的时间都没有去履行这个诺言。
And now when the world seems hopeless and there's no one else to turn to, Jacob turns to God.
而且他在这30年的时间也没有任何的契机让他可以回转到神的面前。
I need to ask you a personal question. Has God ever spoken to you in the past?
我想问大家一个就是个人的问题，在过去的日子里头，神有曾经对你讲过话吗？
Have you ever had an experience like Jacob had at Bethel where you know God was speaking to you?
你是否也曾经经历过像雅各这样的一个情形，就是与神摔跤，你知道神在对你讲话，但是你却选择不听。
But now your heart is cold and you're far from God.
然后你的心就渐渐的冷却，并且慢慢的远离神。
Well, notice God didn't give up on Jacob, even though he was disobedient for such a long period of time.
但是你们要意识到，就是神他一直并没有放弃雅各，尽管雅各离弃了神那么长的时间。
Notice how gentle God is with Jacob.
我想提醒大家，上帝对待雅各是非常温柔的。
And what Jacob needs to do is he needs to make a choice to get rid of the idols.
雅各唯一需要做的呢，就是他要选择是否弃绝他生命中的偶像。
And this is a hard choice because these idols many times are very costly.
这个其实是一个非常难做的决定，因为这些偶像是很值钱的东西。
Idols in the ancient world were made of many times of gold and silver and precious stones.
因为这些偶像通常都是通过金银啊，这些非常贵重的金属铸成的。
They were also part of the family history. They were traditional idols that people would have.
并且崇拜偶像也是家里面的一个传统，他们奉行了很长的时间。
But Jacob knows that it's only cleansed people that can have a relationship with God, so he says to his family, get rid of the idols.
但是雅各他认识到只有圣洁的人才能够来到神的面前，所以呢，他就毅然决然地要求他的家里人一定要彻底地移除偶像。
Notice that it says, purify yourselves and change your clothes.
我们在经文中看到特别的指出说你要洁净你自己，更换衣裳。
But this idea goes to the English word of wholeness, because if we want to have a relationship with God, we have to change many times big things in our lives.
圣洁这个词的话，它其实是来自这个古英语单词 wholeness， 就是完整的意思，它关乎到我们生活中的全部。
So they had to change their wardrobe so that they could have a new start and a new relationship with God.
所以他们需要去更换他们的衣裳，以此来提醒他们从此生命有一个新的目标。
The lesson for us here that we need to learn is that many times idols occupy the center part of our hearts.
我们今天要学习的功课就是，其实这些偶像它在我们的生命中占据了太多的位置。让我们见不到神。
An idol is anything that you put as top priority in your life.
偶像是什么呢？它是那些在我们生命中所有占据我们心第一位的东西。
Let me give you three tests to discern if you have an idol in your life.
我们在这里可以进行一个测试，有三个测试就是辨别你自己是否有偶像。
The first test is the heartbeat test.
第一个测试呢是心跳测试。
At what point in the week does your heart beat the fastest?
在过去的一周中某一个时刻，什么东西让你心跳加速？
Is it when you're doing a hobby or sports?
是你在做某一个爱好的事情的时候，或者是在游戏运动的时候。
Is it when you're locking in a big deal for the company?
或者呢，你是在为公司完成一个非常大的一个项目的时候。
Is it on the computer every day or on the television?
或者是当你在玩电脑或者是看电视的时候。
Whatever makes your heart beats the fastest, that occupies first place in your life.
无论上面的哪一点，它是你心跳加速，这都证明这个东西在你心中占据着第一位置。
The second test would be the time test.
第二个测试呢是时间测试。
How do you spend your time?
你怎么来花费你的时间？
If you look back over your week, who received the most minutes of your attention this week?
我们来看一下，回顾一下我们过去的一周，我们花费了最多的时间在什么事情上面？
And the third test is the money test.
那第三个测试呢是金钱测试。
Where does your money go?
看看你的钱都花在了哪里。
Show me your credit card and I'll show you your priorities.
你如果让我看一下你的信用卡，我就会告诉你到底什么是你的一个优先级。
The time has come for us to get rid of anything that occupies the center of our hearts if it's not God.
现在是时候了，我们应该放下我们心中的偶像，回到神的心意那里。
The second reason we get rid of our idols is that only God can protect us when we're in danger.
第三个我们需要移除那些偶像的原因是，当我们处于危难当中，只有上帝才能够帮助我们。
In the United States, over the past year, the estimates are that over 350,000 people died from COVID.
在过去的一年当中，我们看到我们的世界有35万人死于新冠，仅仅是美国而言哦。
We live in a scary world. Where do we turn to for protection in this world?
我们正生活在一个非常可怕的世界，我们去哪里寻求庇护呢？
Well, Jacob faced that same question himself when he was in the foreign land.
雅各他曾经在逃亡的时候，他也去问了神这个问题。
And you see in verse 5 that the terror of the Lord fell on the towns, so that no one pursued them.
我们可以看一下，就是在经文的第五节的时候，他有说到神使那周围城里的人都甚惊恐，就不再追赶雅各的众子了。
When God places us under his protection, we're safer than if Jackie Chan were watching us.
当上帝将我们置于他的保护之下时，就像雅各一样，这些人呢，就是比任何人都会更为安全。
So God was giving in his grace protection for Jacob and his family.
所以这个是神对于雅各赐下的特别的恩典，去保护他和他的家人。
And Jacob didn't deserve it, but God gave grace anyhow.
即使雅各他自己并不配，但是神依旧降下他的恩典。
And on his move, when he went back to Bethel, you could see the change that's going on him because the first thing that he did there was be built an altar to the Lord.
然后呢，我们就看到雅各他搬回到了伯特利这个地方。我们也能看从雅各的身上见证他的一个心意的转变，因为他一到那里就为神建筑了这个祭坛。
This is a sign that God was doing something in his heart.
这个呢，就是一个在雅各心中一个觉醒的一个标志。
I ask you, who is going to be your protection today?
所以我想问一下大家，你们觉得今天谁是你的保护者？
My daughter, when she was in elementary school, had to write an essay on conflict management.
这让我想起了我上小学时候的女儿，她曾经写过一篇关于冲突管理的文章。
The question was, what would she do if a bully came up to her in the playground and wanted to start a fight?
讲的是她在操场上的话，如果有一个霸凌者来欺负她，和她打架，她该如何应对？
And this is what she said.
他是这样说的。
He said she would tell the bully that she had two big brothers that were over 6 feet tall and very strong.
他会告诉霸凌者说他有两个非常高大非常强壮的哥哥。
And the teacher asked her, are you sure that this would work?
老师就问他说你确定这样做可以解决问题吗？
And my daughter said, oh yeah, that'll work.
他的女儿就说是的，非常有效。
Well, for us, Jesus is our protection.
对于我们来说，神是我们的庇护所，他是我们的保护者。
And when we get rid of our idols, we can trust the Lord that he will be our big brother.
当我们移除我们心中的偶像之后呢，我们就可以全然的去相信神，他会成为我们那位保护我们的哥哥。
So I challenge you today, get rid of your idols and let Jesus be your big brother.
所以呢，我今天非常鼓励大家，你们一定要打出自己心中的这个偶像，然后让神成为你的保护者，成为你高大强壮的哥哥。
The third reason we get rid of our idols is because only God can change us.
摆脱偶像的第三个原因呢，是因为只有上帝才能够改变我们。
The question that people are asking themselves today is, can people really change?
很多人今天都会问一个问题，说人真的可以改变吗？
Can a poor student ever become a good student?
差学生真的可以变成好学生吗？
Can the procrastinator ever show up on time?
一个有拖延症的人，他是否真的会按时到达？
Can a weak marriage be made strong?
一个脆弱的婚姻，它真的会变得坚固吗？
Can the alcoholic ever become sober?
一个酒鬼真的能从酒精中清醒吗？
And Jacob's question was this, can a deceiver ever become honest?
雅各对于神的问题是一个骗子是否可以成为诚实的人？
Can people that are in darkness ever see the light?
那些曾经置于黑暗当中的人，他们真的可以看到光吗？
And I'm happy to say that the gospel answer is absolutely yes.
我非常高兴地告诉大家，就是我们整本福音的中心就是要告诉我们答案是可以。
God can change us from the inside out.
神可以从内而外地来更新我们。
In verse 9, God says, your name is Jacob, but now I'm going to change it. And your name now is Israel.
我们看经文的第九节说到，你曾经叫雅各，但是你现在要改名叫以色列。
God was going to change him. Actually, that's verse 10. God was going to change Jacob from the inside out.
神要从内而外的来更新雅各。
Biblical names were very important to people.
就是圣经里面的名字对于这个个人来说是非常重要的。
And Jacob's name, which means deceiver, was changed to Israel, which means he wrestles with God.
曾经雅各的名字，他的寓意是欺骗者、诡诈者，但是他改名为以色列，就是与神摔跤的人。
Jacob didn't change when he saw the ladder with the angels coming up and down.
雅各他曾经在早期的时候，他曾经看到过神赐予他的异象，通往天堂的阶梯，但是这个却并没有改变他。
Jacob didn't change when he wrestled with God all night.
他在与神摔跤的那一整夜也并没有做出改变。
Jacob didn't change when he was hopeless about his family's health and well-being.
只有在他的家庭陷入极其危机的情况下，他才做出了改变。
But Jacob did change when he got rid of his idols.
当他在移除自己的偶像之后呢，他做出了一个彻底的反转。
If you want to have significant change in your heart,
如果你想要让你的心有一个彻底的反转，
you have to renounce your idols, confess them to God.
你必须要移除你心中的偶像，并且向神宣告启示。
And begin a relationship with Him.
与神重新建立一个联系。
And then God will change you from the inside out.
然后神就会从内而外的去更新你。
Billy Graham tells the story of a medical doctor that he led to the Lord.
这个人曾经给我们讲过一个故事。
And this doctor had been an alcoholic his entire life.
他是一个英国的医生，但是他有严重的酗酒问题。
Some years after he had overcome his habit of drinking, a friend talked to him.
在很多年之后呢，他终于克服了这个酗酒的习惯，然后他就有一个同事过来问他。
And his friend said, you know, if you've had a stressful day at work and you come home, would you have a drink?
他的朋友问他说，如果你今天有一个压力非常大的一天的话，然后你拖着疲惫的身体回到家，你是否想喝上一杯？
He said, the door is going to be shut.And nobody will know there. You'll be there alone.
他说，你把门关起来，只有你自己一个人，没有人看到。
Will you go and have a drink?
所以在这个时刻，你会去选择喝上一杯吗？
And the man paused and he said this.
这个人他停顿了一下，回复道。
Sir, what I'm telling you is that after I've come to know Christ, I'm never alone.
他说道。先生，我其实想告诉你的是，自从我成为一个基督徒以来，我就发现我永远不会是一个人。
I don't know what struggle each one of you are going through right now, but I can tell you this, Jesus is by your side.
我不知道你们现在每一个人在经历什么样的挣扎，但是我想告诉你的是，主耶稣他就在你的身边。
You're not alone.
你并不是一个人。
But if you want to know his presence and his power in your life,You have to get rid of the idols that are occupying your heart.
但是如果你想要遇到他的话，你必须去移除你心中现在占据你心的偶像。
We can't say that we love God and then love the things of earth.
我们不能够，如果我们爱这个世界超过爱上帝的话，我们就不能够宣称我们是爱神的。
Jacob's challenge is our challenge.
雅各他所面临的挑战也是我们每一个人需要面对的挑战。
Today is the day we need to get rid of all of the idols in our lives.
就在今天，我们每一个人都需要移除我们心中的偶像。
To move from the darkness to the light.
让我们今天就从黑暗走向光明。
Join me in prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we realize that we have idols in our lives.
亲爱的主，我们知道我们生命中有各种各样的偶像。
We realize that these idols put us into darkness.
主啊，我们也知道这些偶像把我们置于黑暗当中。
And today we want to walk in the light.
但是今天我们决定我们要走出黑暗。
Today we want to know your presence in our lives.
主啊，我们今天想要邀请你进入我们的生活当中。
So we renounce every idol that has become the center of our heart.
主啊，所以我们今天要移除那些占据我们内心中心的这些所有的偶像。
And we declare that we love you above all things.
主啊，我们向你宣告，我们非常的爱你。
We want to live for you, Jesus.
主啊，我们想要为你而活。
Remove the darkness and bring your light into our hearts.
主啊，求你帮助我们移去黑暗，让我们活在恩主你的光中。
Amen.
Amen.